Welcome once again to Word on the Hills with me, Gwen Sheltimer, my co-host Felicity Signal-Reed, and our guest this week, Jonathan Bennett. Each week at this time, we visit with an author, sometimes an editor or a publisher from our region, anybody who's in the world of words. We hope to find out a little about their lives, what prompts them to write, and give them an opportunity to read some of their work. And today, we're very pleased to have Jonathan Bennett join us by phone. Welcome, Jonathan.
Hi, Gwen, and Felicity. Great to be here.
Jonathan Bennett is a novelist and poet. He is the author of 6 books, the most recent of which is The Colonial Hotel from ECW Press in 2014. His previous work includes the critically acclaimed novels Entitlement and After Battersea Park, 2 collections of poetry, Civil and Civic, and Here Is My Street, This Tree I Planted, and a collection of short stories, Veranda People, which was runner-up for the Danuta Gleed Literary Award. He is a winner of the K.M. Hunter Artists Award in Literature. Jonathan's other writing has appeared in many periodicals and journals, including The Globe and Mail, Best Canadian Poetry 2015, The Walrus, Southerly, Antipodes. Born in Vancouver, raised in Sydney, Australia, Jonathan lives now in the village of Keene near Peterborough, Ontario. So welcome again, Jonathan.
Thanks, Gwen.
Okay, I know you went back to Australia as a young man and stayed there for several years. Were you already writing then, or did you start writing then? And was the novel After Battersea Park written in Canada? Tell us a little about that.
When I was finishing kind of high school, I went back to Australia for a few years, and I didn't begin really writing properly and seriously until I came back to Canada and went back to university and worked on my undergrad, which I did in comparative literature. I think the fair thing to say is while much of the material of the book came from my childhood and my memories and from a number of different periods of my life, I did write the book in Canada.
Okay. Now, Veranda People, the short story collection, has a very Australian flavor. Was that also written in Canada?
Yes, it was, yeah. In fact, I wrote those books really in reverse, in the order that I published them. So I began writing short stories, as many young writers do, and I developed, I guess, my skills over the course of 4 or 5 years writing those stories. And then I went on to write a novel, which ultimately became After Battersea Park, which I published first. But then the next book was all of the short stories that I'd been working on, almost for the 10 years previously, kind of got gathered up into that collection. So I did. I wrote all those books. I wrote both those books and all those stories, I should say, in Canada.
Now, being away from Australia and writing here in Canada, did you get a sharpened view of Australian society? Did it change at all?
Yeah, I mean, I think memory is a funny thing, isn't it? In some ways, as you reflect on your childhood, in my case, and several years I spent in Australia as a young man, when you're away, your memory can get sharpened because you're not continually, bombarded with the reality of day-to-day life living in a place. In a way, it's kind of tucked away in a time warp, and you can look back at it and you can dissect and think about it in a way that it just doesn't get sort of re-cluttered with new experiences. So I think it's a fairly common thing for writers to write about places that they're away from, and that's one of the reasons I think why writers travel.
Yeah, I think it acts as a little bit of a filter. It takes out the noise and almost like cooking in a way when you render something down and the essence of the flavor comes out more because you've gotten rid of the excess.
Yeah, that's a nice image, yeah.
Yeah. Now, in the collection Veranda People, my favorite story has always been the one about the fellow who takes a walk at the top of the cliff. Do you have a favorite story in there?
You picked the darkest, one of the darkest stories in what is actually a fairly dark book. Now I reflect on it many years later. That story was one that I felt really I pushed myself to almost the limit of what a narrative could hold together within the construct of the story. It was probably as experimental as that book got. I remember it like I read it yesterday, just incredibly visceral feeling. The premise, just those that are listening that, you know, haven't read the book, is Sydney is obviously a huge city, but much of the city really backs onto what is just open bush and national parks and that sort of thing. And so, you know, it's not inconceivable, and every so often it happens, that somebody gets lost in the bush. And, you know, as far as the crow flies, you're actually not very far from urban, urban life. But, you know, people get lost in the blue, for example, fairly regularly. And so, and this is a story about a man that really kind of, you know, has a breakdown and gets lost in the bush. And so I used that premise to really explore the constraints of narrative to hold what is the sort of sense-making journey together in this man's mind. So I'm glad you enjoyed it.
And, you know, that's a big thing to do in a short story. Like, you know, there are novels that explore that sort of thing with a lot more pages. And you also write poetry, which, of course, condenses things way down even more. So how do you approach writing your poems?
Yeah, I think I enjoy writing poems probably more than any other form. I think if I was to really deeply honest with myself, I'm probably a short story writer, and so because of that, I tend to write novels and poetry to avoid the most difficult form, which in my view to write is your short story. It's really, you know, a mind game I play with myself. I love writing poems, and I think it's a completely different approach to language, and one that requires far more density, a lot more precision, and you can make an awful lot happen in a very, you know, short space. So I love the form very much.
Yeah. Well, interestingly, I mean, I've read some of your poetry, some of your short stories, and your novels, and the poet in you is a thread in all of them. Like, even in your novels, a lot of your prose is poetic. It's lovely.
Thanks, Gwen. Yeah, no, it definitely comes through. I in my middle novel, Entitlement, I worked very hard to strip out the excess, what I might describe as lyrical prose. I just felt it was clogging up my sentences in ways that I wasn't always happy with. But, you know, I think I threw all that away when I came back to write The Colonial Hotel, because it's a very lyrical novel.
It is.
And it actually, it actually began as a poem, so.
Well, we'd love you to read to us. What are you going to read from?
You know what? It's been a while since I've read from my first collection of poems, so I thought if it would be okay, I'll read a poem called Roman Road.
And this is from which collection?
So this is from Here Is My Street, This Tree I Planted.
Okay, great.
Roman Road. A Roman road, the Lancashire feels impressed, bruised, in an uneven, slight way that might have been misattributed by the uninitiated to weather, Victorian plough, divine whimsy, historical flurry. You surfaced this site for me, colonial boy, as we sloped off home from the accident, concussed, recalcitrant, our heads full of coppers, mirror shards, we hoisted over piled stone fences rimming hills. The day, dank dusk, grey cloud, a final blow to our chances, found me humming something popular to sluice out the ever-oncoming tractor, the boom of my head against window, your savage double-clutched no, no. You get cool, older, busy, guide me by the arm, talk rugby, snooker, female now. Guinness, before stopping. There, that's Roman at that dip. Two stocky slaves, bound, smash the fecund paddock up ahead with crude, sour blows. I watch you walk on across the field to tell your father his car hit a tractor on the road.
Hmm. Oh. Well, thank you, Jonathan. We're going to take a short break now, and I'll just remind listeners we've been talking with Jonathan Bennett, author and poet.